Carried the smoke out of the stove.
Get his hand in some of that pie.
Stove pie?
Okay. And does that fit into anything? Okay. And this is something that you might use to carry bricks or something heavy like that in. It has a little wheel at the front and two handles.
Wheel bear.
Okay. And what would you use for sharpening tools?
Brownstone.
Okay, that's big. But what about something small that you could hold in your hand? What do you call the thing that you drive now, like they've got sitting over there?
Car.
Okay, if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to...
grease it.
Okay, about that. Hard lubricant, you know. You'd say if you put some, your car was squeaking, you put some on your car, you'd say, yesterday I
greased my car.
Okay, and if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
greasy.
Okay, and if you had a door hinge that was squeaking, you might put a few drops of...
oil.
Okay, and what do you use to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Okay, did you ever call that anything else?
Coal oil.
Okay. Did you ever hear of making a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some of this kerosene?
No, I didn't. But let's see. Now, what kind of... there's some little lamps used to be at home. They didn't have a chimney. They just had a wick. And I can't think what they bring something.
Grease
lamp. I believe that's what they were. Grease lamp. They're little brass lamps. Real pretty little thing.
They weren't made by hand then. They were just, they're something you could buy.
Well, now, they were probably made in blacksmith shops. They're real old.
Yeah.
But they're grease lamps.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You say, inside the tire of the car, you have the...
tube.
Okay. If someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, you say they were going to... what?
Launch it.
Okay. What kind of boats did you see around here?
Well,
like when you might go fishing.
Well, motor boats.
What about some old-fashioned things?
Rowboats.
Uh-huh.
Canoes.
How, can you sort of describe them?
Well, the canoes pointed at both ends.
Uh-huh.
I believe. And the,
what about the rubber?
Well, I believe it's cut off.
Cut off
across
one end.
I believe that's right.
Okay. Say, if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in the clothes and says to him, here, your clothes, here. She might bring in...